So happy to have with me in the studio, Jessica Russell. There's a name that we haven't been able to talk about for quite some time, aside from live shows. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's nice that you did not come empty-handed this time.
I didn't.
We've talked in the past, and there's always been, oh, I'll have something eventually. Oh, I'm working on something. Well, finally, that day has come. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you have for us?
All right, so my new song, Here We Go, it comes out on July 7th, so it'll be out by the time you guys hear this. And yeah, you can pre-save it on Spotify beforehand, and it'll be out on Spotify, Apple Music, all those things.
So we need to get it online. We don't have any physical options yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Coming soon, I hope.
Coming soon. So you got the fever. You did one. Now you're going to do an album, are you?
Absolutely. I'm ready. I wrote all the songs over COVID. I have them all down. We're ready to go.
You've been doing this for a long time.
I have, yeah.
When did you start actually getting the idea of writing and performing?
So I think I was 12. I was playing at farmers markets in New Ross, and Jamie Younger started up Plug Into Music, and that's where it started.
He got you hooked.
He did. I got in the first one. We wrote a song. We got to record it. We got to perform it, and
yeah,
it just went up from there.
Jamie actually was one of our performers for Canada Day here in Bridgewater.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. Just a great guy.
He's
been around
him
for a long time. He's helped a lot of people.
He has, yeah.
So you got bit by the bug, and then you ended up in, when I got to work with you mainly, was Road to the Stage or Social Idol or whatever it was called when you were in there at the exhibition.
Yeah, I feel like it just changed to Road to the Stage.
Okay, that sounds
recently.
About right.
Yes.
That sounds about right. So you were a winner. You got to go on the main stage and perform.
Yes.
And who was it that you performed
Aaron
for
Goodman.
The first time? First time, okay.
Fantastic.
But then you did it again. You jumped on
again.
I
did.
Yeah. So you've always had the guitar with you just in case.
Yes, I have it in the trunk right now.
See, I knew it. So with regards to live performance, you've got a lot of things this summer.
I do, yeah. I have quite a few at Oak Island. I have a few Country at the Cross events that I organized in New Ross at the Cross.
And you organize that?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we got some local sponsors. And we have it once a month on a Saturday. Lots of local talent, mostly from New Ross. And then I have a couple people coming in, taking their turn.
Okay, nice. And when you're at Oak Island, is that an all-ages event?
I wasn't sure, but last night there were some kids there, so
okay.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's in by the fireplace in the main lobby area. Yeah, okay.
It's so cute.
It is a great spot. I've seen a lot of great performers
there. Oh, I love it.
So you got involved in that. You said you have a lot of dates coming up, like every week or what?
So this week I had three. Near the end of July, I have another three over there. And then I think two in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What about other areas of media? So you've got a song, you're going to be on the radio here momentarily, what about video and online? Is that part of what you need to do as an artist?
Yeah, so I recently started making TikTok videos because I hear that's the thing.
Yeah.
I posted a couple of my song. A lot of people have been like sitting in their cars and they're like, listen to my new song, and they turn the radio up.
Uh-huh.
I saw it like all over my For You page, so I did the same thing.
Okay.
It's doing pretty well. It had like 13,000 views when I woke up this morning, so
nice.
Not bad for a kid from Chester.
And TikTok pays, doesn't it?
They do if you live in the States.
Oh, okay.
So they don't pay us.
Oh, okay. All right. Here I thought you were going to be making big money.
I wish.
Now, this single is part of, we talked about you winning at the exhibition.
Yes.
This is part of the prize, wasn't
this
it?
This is, yeah. So Stefan Ramey, that was part of the prize. He donated a song, a recording in the studio. So I emailed him after I was done, and COVID hit, of course, right away.
Yeah.
once it was gone, I headed over and we got it done.
That's nice. And you're happy?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It was
awesome. Fantastic.
Awesome.
So you had some locals with you on performing because you don't have an actual band yet.
Right, no. So, yeah, I had James Ramey was on the bass and Dan Forward on the drums. He's from the city. And Dylan Winter was on the guitar. I did the little guitar solo that you hear.
Dylan's one of those guys that's just popping up everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, he is.
He's like the Jordy Comstock of the guitar.
I love it.
Jordy's drumming for everybody, so now Dylan's playing guitar for everybody.
Oh, my gosh, and he's so good. He's great.
Well, that's great. Jessica, what about your online presence, aside from TikTok? Do you have websites, Facebook? Where do we find you?
So I just finished making my website last year, and it's jessicarussellmusic.com. And then all social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't have Twitter yet, but all the other ones are at Jessica Russell Music. So
okay.
Got them all set up, ready to go.
When you get on stage, is there a certain style that you are developing, or are you just who you are?
I think right now, just who I am. I always have a different outfit. They never match. They never like coordinate with the one before that. Whatever I can find.
And you've always been a music fan. Have you seen anybody on stage that just made you go, wow, lately?
Yeah, actually, I went to Country, I think it's Country Rocks the Hub.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, in Truro. It was fantastic. I watched the James Barker Band that night.
Uh-huh.
First time I've ever seen them. They were fantastic. I was like, wow, this is great. What a performer.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to say Shania or
I wish. I missed it.
I did too.
I went on to get tickets when they came.
Yeah.
And then they were sold in like 6 minutes. I was like, oh, okay. We're really got to get on top of this. Like, so sorry.
But then they had cheap tickets last minute.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was working.
I missed those. I was too. So it was a good show, though. Of course, Cavendish just happening.
Yes, right now.
So are you going to be on one of those big bills soon? Is that the hope?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I heard that if you like manifest it, make some posters, you know, and have your name on them, maybe it'll come true in a couple years. I was watching a TikTok from Tegan Gaze. She's from BC, a country singer.
Yes,
and
she said
she made posters with her own name on them, like Boots and Hearts 2024, and she's added to the bill. She's going to Boots and Hearts, and she made them like beforehand. So I'm going to start with Cavendish, see where we go.
Is Cavendish going to be the first one you do?
I love it there. It's so cute.
All right. When you get the poster, I want a copy.
Oh, absolutely. Okay? We'll put it up everywhere.
That's one of those keepers. Yeah. Well, Jessica, is there anything else before we play your tune?
No, I think that's good. Yeah.
All right. So I want you to do the official introduction. Very first time to have a song of your own on the radio.
Exciting. All right, guys. So here's my new song. Here we go. It's a little song about packing up everything and hitting the road. Hope you like it.
You did that, didn't you?
I did that.
True story. Spoken from experience. Jessica Russell here on The Kitchen Party at Country 100.7.